This is Conrad and Maddie with your 9 a.m. Zedline.
In local news, an interview with Jonathan O'Brien, leader of YIMB, an organization that centers around advocating for housing, revealed that Brisbane has lost its comparative edge and affordability. O'Brien reveals how highly restrictive planning rules have contributed to the nation's housing shortage and property values. Brisbane itself has two-thirds of zoning across suburbs within 20 kilometers of the CBD that allows detached houses only. YIMB argues that by relaxing these zoning rules and allowing for a variation of buildings to be built on residential land, such as apartment buildings, then the first steps to relieving the nation's housing shortage are already underway. Committee for Brisbane Chief Executive Jen Williams commented that, quote, "There was no denying Brisbane was under pressure to provide housing for a rapidly increasing population, but the city's lifestyle offerings should not be overlooked."
Tivoli Group Creative Director David Sleswick, when questioned on protecting Brisbane's iconic venues, claimed that the Tivoli's legacy will live on amidst the closings and short lifespans of venues in the Brisbane's music scene. The Tivoli is, of course, of cultural significance to music fans around Brisbane, with a 102-year-old history being everything from a bakery to a restaurant to later a library and eventually a music venue. When asked about any of the quirks of the building, Sleswick commented on the building's history, saying, quote, "It's like stories in the walls. It's an energy, I think, that's hard to manufacture." Sleswick also revealed that during renovations, they had uncovered historical stories about the building's past and commented that, quote, "There were a number of experiences whilst we were doing renovation that made me aware that the venues are being looked after not just by us." Perhaps not the most surprising revelation given the haunted reputation of the Tivoli.
In national news, Northern Territory tourism officials have issued a stern warning to federal agency Parks Australia over the continued closure of certain waterfalls in Kakadu National Park. Closures come during their peak tourism season, and experts are saying that the reputational damage from these closures, as well as effects of the global fuel crisis, could be devastating. The site closures were documented as due to weather-based destruction of infrastructure. However, it should be noted that other government-run national parks hit similarly have been able to reopen in the same time frame. In response to the outcry, Kakadu entry fees for the season have been slashed, and a roundtable discussion is being held today to figure out how to prevent further ramifications.
Fly strike, a painful and costly blowfly infestation, usually on sheep's backsides, is often treated with chemical insecticides. However, with the use of the insecticides, the sheep's resistance grows too. Tea tree oil kills and deters insects. However, by itself, the product does not last long enough on a sheep to make a significant impact. The Australian Wool Innovation Society has been working with the Queensland Department of Primary Industries and several other organizations for the last 18 months to put tea tree oil inside of nanoparticles, which in turn will allow it to last upwards of 3 or 4 weeks instead of the current couple hours. Trials of this new nanotechnology solution begin next month and will continue until the end of 2026, where, hopefully, results will be uncovered and the product can be commercialized.
In international news, 12 US states have challenged the merger between Hollywood media giants Paramount and Warner Brothers. The dozen states have sued Paramount $110 billion for their aggressive acquisition of Warner Brothers, which has become the largest ever merger in Hollywood history. If the merger would go through, it would combine all five of the original Hollywood studios, the third and fifth largest 24-hour news stations in America, and two major streaming platforms. The buyout is undergoing strenuous antitrust reviews outside the US too, notably in the European Union. However, the best hope against the emerging media behemoth will be in US courts.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our